This is Studio 7 for Zimbabwe, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
Ino is Studio 7. Nepenyuro yenyu adziri kuitika muZimbabwe. Tiri kutepenyura tiri pamuzinda we Voice of America uri muWashington DC.
Le is Studio 7. Umsakazi olipa izindaba zeZimbabwe. Sisakaza singapha e Voice of America ese Washington DC.
Manera akanaka vateereri, tinosangana zvakare manera anhasi uri musi wechishanu chikumi 10, 2016. Makateerera kuStudio 7 nepfenyuro yenyaya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe dzamunopiwa neStudio 7 iri muWashington DC. Tinotenda kuti makwanisa kuva nesu muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Ini ndini Jonga Kandemiri ndichiti ezvino zviri muchirongwa chedu chanhasi.
Zvataurwa nomutungamiriri wenyika, istation panyaya yechidhizendi yagodora vanhu vakawanda, including neni panapa munoti ipapa. Handina mufaro nezvazvo.
VaMugabe voshorwa nemashoko avo ekufananidza kunetsana kuri mubato ravo nehondo yeguku rahundi. Asi vamwe vanoti vaMugabe vakabaya dede nemukanwa. Shasha yemutambo wetsiwa Muhammad Ali otarisirwa kuradzikwa nhasi kuKentucky. Nhengo shanu dzesangano reOccupy Africa Unity Square pamwe nemamwe masangano idzo dzakasungwa nechitatu muHarare dzamiswa pamberi pedare nhasi dzikapiwa mukana wekubhadhara mari yechibatiso. Iyi ndiyo mimwe yemisoro yenhau dzedu dzanhasi dzichiuya kwamuri dzichibva kuno kuStudio 7 iri muWashington DC. Mutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe nezuro vakataura mashoko akasiya vanhu vakawanda vakatyamadzwa apo vakati vesangano reZimbabwe National Liberation War Veterans Association vave kuda kutanga hondo seguku rahundi yakasiya vanhu vanofungidzira kuti vanodarika zviuru makumi maviri vafa kumateveleland neMidlands kuma1980. Mutoro wedu enhau Blessing Zulu anotipa nyaya inotevera.
Mutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe nezuro vakasiya vanhu vakawanda vaomba mate mukanwa mushure meyambiro yavo yekuti vakarwa hondo vainge vopinda nemwenje mudziva nekuda kutuka vatungamiri vebato uye nyaya yavanoti yekutaura kuti ndiani achatora chigaro chavo mubato reZANU-PF. VaMugabe vakayambira kuti maitiro akadai ndiwo akambokonzeresa hondo yeguku rahundi iyo mauto avo e5th Brigade akapomerwa mhosva yekuponda vanhu kubva muna 1983 kusvika muna 1987. Mutungamiri webato reZAPU vaDumiso Dabengwa vashora zvikuru vaMugabe vachiti vari kuvhura mavanga ehondo yakasiya vanhu vakawanda varasikirwa neupenyu nekuremadzwa. Mutauriri webato rinopikisa reMDCT vaObed Gutu vashora zvikuru mashoko avaMugabe aya.
Zvakataurwa navaMugabe zuro zvinotyisa Blessing. Pandakazviwa ini ndakatevera pamaredhiyo ndikazozviona pachivhitivhiti vachitaura hwana yakarova. Nokuti ndakati musharukwa uyu vari kuti chii chaizvo. Guku rahundi tose tinoziva kuti guku rahundi yakauraya vanhu vanopfuura ivo 20,000.
Mashoko avaGutu atsinirwawo nemutauriri weMDC inotungamirwa navaWashman Ncube vakurawo nechihwai.
Zvinhu zviri kutishamisa somusangano panguva ino nechikonzerekuti handizvozvo zvatakatarisira kubva pavakativo. That was the moment of madness. We thought kuti vanga vari munzira kuda kukumbira ruregerero kuvana venyika ino.
Murwi wehondo yerusununguko uye vaiva muZandla High Command vaBernard Manyadza vanoti vaMugabe vakanganwa chazuro nehope vachiti varwe hondo yerusununguko ava ndivo vakavaisa panyanga. Asi vativo mashoko aya anoratidza kuti mumusangano weZANU-PF mapindwa napongwe.
Kuchidzinzi kananganga akapinda kuti uta bloodshed nekuti zvadi.
Vaiva nhengo yeZipra vaMax Mukandla vashorawo vaMugabe zvikuru nemashoko avo aya.
Zvataurwa nomutungamiriri wenyika, istation panyaya yechidhizendi yagodora vanhu vakawanda, including neni panapa munoti ipapa kuti handina mufaro nezvazvo. yeti dizendi haitombo taurwe matauriro aita mutungamiriri wedu watinoda kudai tichitendedza iya kutaura kuti iye mukadaro isusu tinokuitai zvatakaita madizidendi nababa vavo ipapa hapana kumira zvakanaka ipapa.
Munyori mukuru musangano revakarwa hondo ava vaVictor Matema Danda vati havana chekutaura pari zvino. Asi mutauriri wesangano iri vaDouglas Mahia vakamboudza Studio 7 kuti havana urongwa hwekubvisa vaMugabe pachigaro.
Mukuru wacho aripo ndiye candidate yedu ya 2018 ndiwo vaMugabe. Asi pavapenyu aripo anozoteera wacho aripo futi ndiwo vamunangarwewo. Kana tichienda nehayaraki yeutungamiriri wevarwi rworusununguko vapenyu, kana vaMugabe varipo vamunangagwa havana havi yokuvapa utungamiriri.
Asi sachigaro weZANUPF Youth League kumanikaland vamubuso Chinguno vanoti vaMugabe vakabaya dede nemukanwa.
Vakagona chaizvo mashoko atinotambira akataura mukuru wenyika, mukuru webato, founder of the revolution vaMugabe, kuti vana mutsvangwa, vana Mahia nana Matema Danda vakuita kutwaya kumbunyukidza vanhu kuti vasapote zvavari kuda.
VaChinguno vakurudzirawo kuti bato ravo ribve radzinga utungamiri wesangano reZimbabwe National Liberation War Veterans Association.
Isuwo vechidiki tiri kutoti iwo vana mutsvangwa nana Mahia vanofanira vadzingwe mubato because vari kuramba vachiunza mhosva dzakadzingirwa muJurum Party.
Nyanzvi munyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika dzinoti chiri kupa kuti muZANUPF muite kunetsana inyaya yekuti hapana kujeka kuti ndiani achatora chigaro chavaMugabe kana vachinge vasiya basa. Ndakamirira Studio 7 muWashington DC, ndini Blessing Zulu.
Nengo shano dze sangano re Occupy Africa Unity Square pamwe nemamwe masangano akaita seZinasu idzo dzakasungwa nechitatu muHarare dzamiswa pamberi pedare nhasi dzikapiwa mukana wekubhadhara mari yechibatiso. Mutoro wedu enhau Thomas Tripasi anotipanyaya iyi.
Nengo dzeOAUS shanu dzinoti vapatisoni dzamara vanove mukoma wavaitai dzamara avo vakapambwa nevanofungidzirwa kuti vasori gore rapera, va Pride Mukono, va Makomborero Haruzivishe, pamwe na vatatenda Mombe Yarara, vamiswa pamberi pedare ra Magistrate muHarare nhasi, vachipomerwa mhosva yekuda kuba, vachishandisa chisimba, pamwe nekuvhiringidza mapurisa kuita basa ravo, paaida kuvasunga vari muAfrica. Gweta revashanu ava, vaObey Shava, vaudza Studio 7 kuti vasungwa ava, vanzi nemutongi wedare vavaka ichikwekwe, vabhadhare chiuru chemadhora pamunhu wega wega semari yechibatiso pamhosva mbiri dzavakatarisana nadzo. Vashava vati mari yanzi vasungwa ava vabhadhare nedare yakawandisa zvikuru. Vashava vati pane dzimwe nhengo gumi dzeOAUS dzakasungwawo zvakare nezuro dzichiratidzira muAfrica Unity Square.
Havasati vaendeswa kukoti, tiri kutarisira kuti mangwana makuseni tingangodai tichienda kukoti zvekare.
Zvichakadai, munyori boka revechidiki reMDCT valove much noputsa vati bato ravo ratorawo danho rekuti ribatane nevari kuratidzira muAfrica Unity Square vachiti mutungamiriri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe vave kufanira kusiya basa.
Kana tikasange tichibatana sevechidiki hapana zvatinenge tichiita, so tabuda nechisungo chekuti tichienda mberi tichange tichisapota kana kuti muchirungu tichipa inonzi solidarity kune vari kuungana muAfrica Unity Square.
Kuratidzira uku kuri kuitwa siku nesikati kwemazuva 16 kwakanangana nekucherechedza 16 days of activism. Ndakamirira Studio 7 muHarare, ndini Thomas Chiripasi.
Tichiri panyaya iyi, dzimwe nhengo dzeZimbabwe Activists Alliance dzinoti dziri kuunza muguta reBulawayo chirongwa chadzo chekuratidzira kutsutsumwa kwadzo pamusoro pematambudziko akasiyana-siyana akatarisana neveruzhinji munyika. Mutoro wedu enhau Taurai Shava anotipa nyaya inotevera.
la gift hostelo siziwa wanwe nengo yesangano Zimbabwe Activists Alliance wauze Studio 7 kuti iwane zimwe nengo zesangano iri wachatanga kuratidzira kutanga nhasi Manheru Mukapa Cape City wo muguta reBulawayo apo vachange vachirara kusvikira musi wa 16 mwedzi uno vasiziva vanoti iwo nevamwe vechidiki vakaita saivo vari kutambura nekushaya mabasa vati vaona zvakakodzera kuti vaunze chirongwa chekuratidzira ichi muguta reBulawayo senzira yekuedza kusimudzira kuratidza kutsutsumwa kwevanhu kuhurumende pamusoro pematambudziko avakatarisana nawo
munyika munomu vanhu varakashwa nenzara inini pachezvangu I face the national crisis at a personal level saka tiri kuti takugara sevanhu vatswa kuti tiite madimanzi edu tisingaitizwe mapolitical parties
Vape Swede Jena, vanove mwe wechidiki vati vachange vachiratidzirawo, vati kusungwa kwakaita dzimwe nhengo dzeZimbabwe Activists Alliance, nevamwewo vemamwe masangano muHarare neZuro, hakuvatyise, asi kuti kunotovapa shungu dzekuti varatidzirewo, semucherechedzo wekutsigira vamwe vavo.
Tiri kuda kuti titaridze kusafara kwedu murunyararo.
Vajena varamba mashoko ekuti nhengo dzesangano reZimbabwe Activists Alliance nevemamwe masangano akatanga urongwa hwekuratidzira vachirara muAfrica Unity Square muHarare vari kuita izvi nekuda kwekuti vari kutarisira kupiwa mari nemamwe masangano enyika dzekumadokero. Ndakamirira Studio 7 muBulawayo ndini Taura Ishava.
Zvihuru nezvihuru zvevanhu zvamira mumigwagwa yekuKentucky muno muAmerica zvichionekana neshasha yetsiva Muhammad Ali uyo akashaya nemusi wechishanu svondo rapera. Ali ari kutarisirwa kuvigwa nhasi kuLouisville, Kentucky. Vamwe vanyarikani vanga varipo vanosanganisira vaimbo vamutungamiri wenyika yeAmerica vaBill Clinton, imwe shasha yetsiva Lennox Lewis uye Will Smith ane mukurumbira munyaya dzemafirimu uye akamboitawo rimwe firimu achiekta saMuhammad Ali. VaObama vatumira mashoko avo enyaradzo. Mukuzeya nezvenyaya iyi, Marvelous Muhlanganya uye weStudio 7 abata chizvarwa cheZimbabwe chiri kuKentucky, muzvare Patricia Chikanga.
Kwakazara zvisingaite kudowntown kune kuroad inonzi Muhammad Ali Boulevard kunova kundiko kwaaigara kwaakakurira Muhammad Ali. Saka vanhu vakazara muroad uye vari kufambisa motikari yacho yakatakura chitunha mumastreets ese mudowntown kubvira nekunonzi kuMuhammad Ali Center inova iyo museum Muhammad Ali mune all the memorabilia yake, maring airwira, magloves aaipfeka, down to the car yaaidhraivha, bhasikoro rake chairo raaichovha ari mudiki. Saka varongotenderera mastreets ese and then vozoenda kumakuva Cave Hill Cemetery kudhuze nekudowntown ikoko. Asi vari kutenderera mastreets hanzi ndo zvaakanga akataura kuti anoda kuvigwa kuti munhu wese anokwanisa kuuya nokuti traffic yakatozara, mastreets akavharwa, mamwe mabhizinesi atovhara.
Imi sechizvarwa cheZimbabwe chiri imwemo muLouisville, Kentucky, munonzwa sei muchiona rukudzo rakadai kune vamwe vanoitawo zvetsiva kana zvemitambo?
Tinoona sekunge chinhu chakanaka kusapota munhu wamunogara naye munzvimbo kana aitawo chinhu chakanaka, ende uyewo munhu wacho kana anga achiita zvakanaka, zvakanaka wokumuremekedza panguva yakadai nekumirawo naye nekumira nemhuri yake.
Imi makwanisa kuona here bhokisi kana kuti mutumbi wava Muhammad Ali sekutaura kwamaita kuti mota yake yafambiswa imomo mutaundi yeLouisville?
Isu handina kukwanisa kuenda kudowntown asi pavapfuura nepedu vachibva kuairport takakwanisa kuona bhokisi rake barwezuro pavakabva kuairport.
Chizvarwa cheZimbabwe chiri kuKentucky muno muAmerica, muzvare Patricia Chikanga vachitaura naMavelous Muhlanganya uye weStudio 7.
Direct from Washington, the voice of America, VOA.
Mutungamiri wesangano revarairidzi reProgressive Teachers Union of Zimbabwe, vatakawafira Joe, vanoti vanokashikamadzwa nemaonero ehurumende ekuti varairidzi vari kuwana mazuva ezororo akawandisa kupinda vamwe vashandi vehurumende. Izvo zvinotevera mashoko emutevedzeri wegurukota rezviri kugara kwakanaka kwevanhu vatapiwa matangaidze kudare reSeneti neZuro ekuti panofanirwa kuongororwa zvakare hwaro hwezororo revarairidzi paine tarisiro yekuti huwandudzwe, vachiti vari kuwana zororo rakareba kukunda vamwe vashandi vehurumende. Izvi zvose zvinouya kunyange hazvo dare rezvevashandi nemabasa rakapa mutongo yekuti hurumende haigone kurambidza varairidzi kuenda pazororo. Ngatinzwei hurukuru yataita navazhou pamusoro penyaya iyi.
Tinofunga kuti vamatanga ese vasati vazarura mumo wavo vanofanira kunge vamboita research kuti vaone kuti muSouthern Africa nekune dzimwe nyika mashandiro avarairidzi. Nokuti zvavari kutaura zvokuti hurumende ine yatingati good cause kuti inotaura kuti mazuva amaticha aanoenda pahokuridhe yakawandisa, iyo maticha achingowana mazuva 18 chete pagore kupenga. Vamwe vasiri varayiridzi vanoatumirisa 45 days per year, maticha vaatumirisa 18 days per year. Saka somatengeze dzotosiya kuti vamugata vakaonetwa kutora munhu webhora watiwatiwaisa deputy minister urenewo.
Tichitarisa mutongo wakabva kulabor court, munofunga kuti pane zvingashandurwa here nehurumende?
Isu hationi kuti hurumende ingashandura mashandiro avarayiridzi. Tinotoona kuti hurumende yatononoka, varayiridzi ngavange vachienda kumalizi kuti vakwanisewo kunge vari vanhu vanoenda kumbonovaya zvatingati pachirungu rejuvenated. Uyezve tinoona sekuti hurumende ingatobatsira kana ikapoendawo vanhu vanoziva zveeducation kana zvelabor kulabor. Pane kunotora vanhu vasingaziviwo zvano zvakufanira kutora mudbc moti ngaatitaure zveeducation. Vamatanga ese zvatinoziva ruzivo rwavo ndeyekubhora, zvekueducation havazivi. Dai vambonyararavo vakasira vakaita zveeducation kueducation, vanozivawo matheories anapiaz nanaasbel nanabruna, kwete zvavo matanga ese vanga vachifunga kuti matita anenge ari palivhi. Iyo maticha anenge asiri palivhi achitopreparea kote rinenge richitenda lisi kana kuti horodhe neyana yechikoro kwete yaticha.
Mutungamiri weptuz vatakavafira zhou vari parunare kumasvingo. Takundikana kubata vamatangaidze kuti tinzwewo divi ravo panyaya iyi. Musangano mukuru wekuziya nzira dzekurwisa pamwe nekupedza chirwere cheHIV AIDS vapetwa muNew York nhasi, masangano akazvimirira achiti vari kufadzwa nekuti gwaro repolitical declaration to end AIDS rasainwa nenyika dzose kusanganisira Zimbabwe. Musangano uyu wakatanga nechitatu kuUnited Nations General Assembly. Hurumende iri kumiririrwa negurukota rezveutano Dr. David Parerenyatwa avakataura pamusangano uyu nezuro vachikurudzira kuti nyika dzepasi rose dziite zvose zvadzinogona mukurwisa utachiwana hweHIV AIDS nechirwere cheAIDS. Rimwe remasangano ari pamusangano uyu ndere Southern Africa HIV and AIDS Information Dissemination Service kana kuti SAFAIDS, iro rinoti rine tarisiro yekuti hurumende ichatambira zviga zvichabuda pamusangano uyu. Ngatinzwei hurukuru yaiitwa naMavelas Muhlanganya uye weStudio 7 nemutungamiri wesangano iri amai Lois Chingandu.
Chikurukuru ndechekuti zvatakanga tafambira chaizvo chaizvo nekuti tione kuti gwaro riya rataitaura rinonzi political declaration yeHIV rakabuda rikawiriranwa nenyika dzese, nekuti kazhinji ndo zvinowanzoti netsei vamwe vanosiramba kusaina. Asi gore rineiri takaona nyika dzese dzichibvumirana kuti dzinosaina, asi kune vamwewo vakazotiwo tinosaina asi munofanira kuziva kuti hatina kufara nezvakati nezvakati nezvakati. Saka hatikuona kuti chatakanga tafambira chaicho chakabuda.
Zvii zviri mugwaro iri zvakanyanya kukufadzai imi semasangano akazvimirira akabva kuZimbabwe?
Nyaya hombe isusu veZimbabwe yatakanga tauya nayo takatarisira kuti inge ichipinda mugwaro iroro, nyaya dzemadzimai nevana vevasikana vechidiki kuti vaonekwe kuti kunoitwawo maprogramu akanangana nanavo ekudzingisa HIV, kudzivirira vana gender based violence. Saka zvese izvozvo takaona zvichipinda. Kozoti zvekune nyaya yefinancing yemari chaiyo yeHIV kuti ichabva kupi, takanga takatarisira chaizvo kuti tione kuti pangaite commitment here inobva kunyika dzese kuti hongu mari inodiwa kuti HIV iwe inorwisa ichazenge iripo. Izvozvo zvakawanikwa zvichipinda futi mugwaro iroro zvichibatanidza ukama hwekuti vekunze vaiti vari committed, avavo vemudzinyika dzedu idzo vachitiwo vari committed, nekuti nyaya yedomestic financing yanga iri nyaya hombe kuti dai nyika dzedu dzakwanisawo kuisawo something mubasketi macho imomo.
Avanga vari mutungamiri wesangano reSafe AIDS, amai Louis Chingandu, vachitaura naMavelous Muhlanganya weStudio 7 vari kuNew York muno muAmerica. Makateerera kuStudio 7 nepfenyuro yevanhu, munotibata pa 909 AM, pa 4930 kana pa 11605 ne 15460 kHz pa shortwave. Tobvotarisa zvaitika kune dzimwe nyika. Vanhu vana vafa nhasi muAfghanistan nechekumawirira kwenyika iyi munzvimbo yeNangara zvichitevera kuputika kwebambu. Hapana atataura kuti ndiye ateya bambu iri, asi zviri kufungidzirwa kuti zvaitwa nevanopfurikidza mwero vechikwata cheTaliban vari kurwisa hurumende yeAfghanistan. Zvinonzi kwaita kundengendeka kwenyika kumawirira kwenyika yeNicaragua pedyo neguta rePuerto Morazan. Hapana ataziva kuti pane vafa here kana kukuvara muchiitiko ichi.
Tinokutambirai vateereri, muchirongwa chedu pindai mudariro. Chatinotaura nevechidiki, ini ndini Chioneso Jani. Nastina Howard Mtago, mukomana ari kuchera goride, wakadi yako?
Ndinofimba makadi vamusamarari. Isu tiri vakomana vechidiki vari kusimukira munyaya dzekuchera mukute kana kuti goride. Tiri kuchera tiri kunzvimbo inonzi iyo Fort Richardson kumatebherere rusau. Uko kwatakawaniswa nzvimbo yekuchera muhurumende yedu inozvitonga kuzere.
Matambudziko ari kusangana nawo ndeapi?
Nyangoti ndee ruzivo yekuti tingachere sei mukute uyu nziya yakafanira yekuti tikwanise kuwandisawo vamwe vechidiki mabasa, uye zvakare michina yekushandisa tikwanise kunyatsoshanda basa redu zvakanaka.
Chii chakaita kuti usarudze kuita basa yekuchera goridhe?
Ine uyu mukana wegoridhe wakangouyawo nekuburikidza seshamwari yangu yandaishanda nayo padhuze akandiudza kwaita mukana wenzvimbo dziri kunzi mamaini eFort Dickson.
Ungade kuudza vechidiki kuti chii?
Unoziva zvinoitika ndezvekudai. Kune vamwe vari muno muZimbabwe vatiri kushanda nawo. Haungatange uchitida kutanga nekuti mangwana wato milionaire. Unotanga nepadiki wogurisana nezvauri kuita.
Aiwa vaterere, nguva ndoyaita shoma. Tosangana zvekare mangwana. Ini ndini Chioniso Jani.
Makateerera kune pfenyuro yevanhu yeStudio 7. Tiri kutepfenyura tiri muWashington DC. Mumwe wevechidiki vari muchirongwa cheMandela Washington Fellowship uye vari kuuya kuAmerica mazuva mashoma anotevera, muzvare Petronella Muzondo, vanoti vari kufara zvikuru nekuwana mukana uyu. Muzvare Muzondo vachangopedza zvidzidzo zvecomputer science kuNational University of Science and Technology kana kuti kuNUST kuBulawayo, uye vanoshanda nesangano rinoita zvemakombiuta pamwe chete nekugadzira maapplications reshecodes. Ngatinzwei vachitaura naNtungamiri Nkomo weStudio 7.
Hei, ndikunzwa ndakanyatsofarisisa chaizvo nemukana wandapiwa neveMandela Washington Fellowship kuti ndiwanikwe ndichisanganira nevamwe vechidiki from all over Africa tichiuya. Takawanda tichiuya kuAmerica tichizodzidza nezve mafields akasiyana-siyana. Saka ndikuzva ndine mufaro chaizvo ndine tarisiro rekutizvo this opportunity yandapiwa ndinowanikwa ndichichadzidza zvakawanda chaizvo.
Mbotitaurira nezvebasa rako.
Ndinoshanda nevamwe vasikana, tine grupu yedu inonzi SheCodes. Saka seShecodes kutanga kwatakaita takapiwa opportunity yekupinda mucompetition inonzi Technovation Challenge for Girls, which is an international competition which runs for 12 weeks. Saka pa taita competition iyi, we were given a task to develop kugadzira ma mobile applications anoita achiwanika achichinja community yedu nenzira dzakasiyana siyana. Saka patakapedza competition iyi tiri team ye 5 girls from NUST, takafunga kuti ngatirambe tichitsigirira vamwe vana, vamwe vasikana for this opportunity. Saka tinoonekwa tichienda kuzvikoro malocal schools ari padhuze nepatinogara tichidzidzisa vana vasikana kukoda.
Uri kutarisira kuti chirongwa cheMandela Washington Fellowship ichi chikubatsire sei?
Okay, pachirongwa cheMandela Washington Fellowship ndiku wanikwa ndichida kusangana nevamwewo vari kuita zvakasiyana siyana ma countries avo especially in Africa. Ndowanikwa ndichicreate a network with other young people because tine machallenges atinosangana nawo and sometimes solution tinokwanisa kuiwana pakutaura nevamwe vari kusangana ne the same challenges akuitawo zvakasiyana siyana but zvichifambirana muma communities avo.
Muzvare Petronella Muzondo ndemumwe vechidiki veZimbabwe vari muchirongwa cheMandela Washington Fellowship vanga vachitaura parunare namutungamiri Nkomo weStudio 7 vari muHarare. Mashoko anotevera anotaura pamire hurumende yeAmerica pane zviri kuitika muKenya. Sangano reUnited States Agents for International Development kana kuti USAID rinoti rapa nyika yeKenya mari inosvika mamiriyoni mazana matatu nemakumi masere emashillings. Mari iyi iri kupiwa pasi pechirongwa chekubatsira vanhu venyika iyi nechikafu muchirongwa chinonzi Kenya Innovative Innovation Engine kana kuti KIE. Chirongwa ichi chakananganawo nekukurudzira vanhu kuti vashandise unyanzvi mukurima kuti vawane pundutso. Mukuru weUSAID muKenya nekunyika dzekumabvazuva kweAfrica Karen Freeman anoti vari kutarisira kuti chirongwa ichi chichabatsira mhuri dzakawanda. Mashoko aya anotaura pamire hurumende yeAmerica pane zviri kuitika muKenya. Munhau dzemitambo, maWarriors emuZimbabwe atarisana nemakundano matsva svondo rimwe chete vachangopemberera kubudirira kuenda kuma2017 Africa Cup of Nations Finals. Mutoro wedu wenhau dzemitambo, Michael Kariati, anotipa nyaya iyi.
Murairidzi wemaWarriors Kaliso Pasuwa akasimuka nechikwata chake chakasimbisisa kusanganisa Elisha Muroiwa, Tatenda Mukuruva, Hardlife Zirepi, Dani Piri, avo vaive muchikwata chakadambura Malawi. Maoyas ari kutanga kupinda munhandare mangwana apo vari kusangana neSwaziland. Zvakamira zvakadai, chikwata chenyika chemaunder 20 chiri muCameroon, uko chiri kuzodamburana nemaYoung Indomitable Lions mutambo wavopiri wemaAfrica Youth Championships. Zvikwata zviviri izvi zvakaita mangange 0-0 mumutambo wavo wekutanga. Pangu rimwe cheteyo, pane mitambo mitanhatu yarongwa nevePremier Soccer League kuti itambwe kunyangwe hazvo maWarriors ari kutamba kuCOSAFA. Vatsigiri veDynamos vari kutarisira kuti mungagadzirisa zvainetsa panguva iyo panga pasina mitambo, mumwe wavo vaRichard Saidi vachiti kuAscott nechapungu vanonotora mapoints matatu.
Kwata tiri kutonohwina ende tiri kutotora mapoints ese 3-0 chaiyo.
Moses Chunga uyo adzoka murairidzi muPremier Soccer League mushure mekutora basa rakasiyiwa naTaurai Mangwiro kuHarare City ari kutanga basa rake asi aine mutoro wakaoma kubva kuBabu Stadium uko ari kusangana neNgezi Platinum Stars. Mitambo iriko yakamira seizvi: Mugovera chapungu vs Dynamos Ascot, FC Platinum vs ZPC Kariba Mandava, Cholocho Pirates vs Our Mine White City, Ngezi Platinum Stars vs Harare City Baobab, Nesondo Capes United vs Triangle National Sports Stadium, Mutare City vs Blue City Sakuba. Totarisa mutambo wecricket. Makundano epamusoro emutambo wecricket ari kutanga mangwana muHarare Sports Club apo chikwata chenyika chevaChevrons chiri kusangana neIndia mumutambo wavo wekutanga wemitambo yezuva rimwe chete. Ndakamirira Studio 7 muHarare, ndini Michael Kariati.
Tinotenda Kariati. Vateereri, musakanganwa chirongwa chedu cheLive Talk na 8:30 PM apo tiri kutarisa mashoko emutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe ekuti vakarwa hondo vave kuda kutanga imwe hondo yegukura hundi. Sezvo nguva yedu yapera, regai timbotarisa zvakare musoro yenhau dzanhasi. VaMugabe vanoshorwa nemashoko avo ekufananidza kunetsana kwemubato ravo nehondo yegukura hundi. Shasha yemutambo wetsiwa Muhammad Ali otarisirwa kuradzikwa nhasi kuKentucky. Nhengo shanu dzemasangano ari muAfrica Unity Square Vano piwa mukana weku visa mare chibatiso mushina mekumira pamberi pedare. Etabva tasvika kumagume echirongwa chedu chanhasi, tinoimba kuti muchange muine zvakare mangwana anokuonekai nemufaro. Ndini Jonga Kandemiri, ndiri muWashington DC, ndokusiya mina Chris Gande.
Thank you, Jonga Kandemiri. Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, June 10th, 2016. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande. Here are our top stories this evening. Opposition parties have described as repugnant remarks by President Mugabe that he will deal with some so-called wayward war veterans like dissidents of the 1980s.
I think it's very unfortunate that he should say that about something that he knows very well what created it and exactly what happened. It's something that still remains to be resolved in this country.
Activists occupying Africa Unity Square, accused of allegedly attempting to rob some Harare residents, have each been granted $1,000 bail each.
We went to court today where my five clients are facing two charges, the first one being of robbery and the other one obstructing or defeating the course of justice.
And boxing legend Muhammad Ali is said to be laid to rest today. These stories and much more coming up. Stay tuned. Opposition parties have condemned President Mugabe for saying that he will deal with war veterans racing for his succession, the same way the government cracked down on dissidents in the 1980s, which resulted in the death of an estimated 20,000 people in the hands of the North Korean-trained 5th Brigade in Matabeleland and Midlands provinces in what was known as Gukurahundi. ZAPU, led by Dumiso Dabengwa and Professor Welshman Ncube's MDC formation, said the president, who uttered the remarks when he addressed the party's Central Committee meeting yesterday, has evoked memories of the 5th Brigade atrocities. Dabengwa told Studio 7's Gibbs Dube that it's unfortunate that Mr. Mugabe is uttering such remarks at a time the Gukurahundi massacres have not yet been resolved.
I don't want to get involved in their wars. I belong to the Zipra War Veterans Association. I suppose he's talking about the Zimbabwe Liberation War Veterans Association, which is a ZANU war veterans body, and they've got their differences.
When somebody actually refers to dissidents and, you know, things like that, is there anything that comes into your mind?
Well, I suppose he's talking about the Gukurahundi issues, which he has referred to, apparently, in his remarks. I think it's very unfortunate that he should say that about something that he knows very well what created it and exactly what happened. It's something that still remains to be resolved in this country. That's why there is Peace and Reconciliation Commission, which is supposed to be dealing with those issues. And I don't think that he should be making those remarks at this stage, when everybody in the country is looking for a way forward in trying to resolve those Gukurahundi issues.
That was ZAPU leader Dumiso Dabengwa. Professor Welshman Ncube, leader of one of the MDC formations, echoed the same sentiments, noting that war veterans are also to blame for attracting such a sharp rebuke from President Mugabe.
The first wrong in these salvos has been committed by that clique of war veterans, which thinks that we are all their slaves. They own the people of Zimbabwe. They can dictate it to us. So in that context, of course, Mugabe is right to condemn them. And however, what he's wrong about is to then draw the analogy to Gukurahundi.
So now, when somebody talks about 50 Piket atrocities, how do you feel?
Well, to every Zimbabwean who is peace-loving, to every Zimbabwean who cherishes the life and dignity of each citizen, any mention, any discussion of Gukurahundi in a cavalier attitude as Mugabe did should be hurtful, should be painful, because the wounds, the scars are still fresh. Very few people, if any, did not experience firsthand directly the brutality of the 5th Brigade. Very few people did not lose a sister, a brother, a relative of one form or another during that tragic part of our history.
And that was Professor Welshman Ncube, leader of one of the MDC formations, speaking with Studio 7's Gibbs Dube. We also reached the war veteran Max Mkandla for his take on this issue.
He's actually opening new wounds. He is not the right person who can talk about the so-called unleashing terror to people like what he did to dissidents. Yet he actually, the same person, same lips, same mouth, he said that time it was a time of madness or a moment of madness. And then the same person, the same leader, the same lips, the same mouth is now directly saying he will unleash a reign of terror to crush the war veterans.
Have you shared ideas about this statement by President Mugabe with other war veterans, and what are they saying about this?
Really, I really spoke to some of the war veterans who are still in ZANU-PF, actually representing ZANU-PF in their structures, as well as backing ZANU-PF in all the campaigns. I just got a moment of sharing the discussion. And then they say to me, their feelings is that they've already decided to make sure that Mnangagwa takes over from Mugabe come election 2018. And then they are saying they are not actually moved.
That was war veteran Max Mkandla speaking with Studio 7. We were unable to get comment from war veterans led by Chris Mutswangwa, said to be backing a faction of the party which wants Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa to succeed Mr. Robert Mugabe. The other faction is allegedly led by First Lady Grace Mugabe. The two say they don't have any presidential ambitions. Five members of the Occupy Africa Unity Square who were arrested while staging an anti-government protest have each been granted $1,000 bail for allegedly attempting to rob some people in Harare and obstructing the course of justice. As Thomas Chiripasi reports, some opposition parties have resolved to join the day and night vigils in a park near the parliament building to protest against social, economic and political problems in Zimbabwe.
Five activists arrested on Wednesday, Patson Zamara, Pride Mukono, Tatenda Mombeyarara, Makomborero Haruzivishe, and another, only identified as Oliver, were arrested at the Africa Unity Square Park while staging an anti-government protest as part of the activities to mark 16 days of activism. Their lawyer, Obey Shava of the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights, told Studio 7 that Magistrate Vakai Chikwekwe ordered each of them to deposit a total of $1,000 in bail money for the two offenses. Shava said the bail money that the activists were ordered to pay was tantamount to denying them bail.
The money which they were asked to deposit as bail fees are quite exorbitant. In effect, it's tantamount to having been denied bail. My clients have not accepted this ruling. They take it to mean that they effectively they've been denied bail. And I was still consulting. We might find ourselves appealing against the magistrate's ruling.
Shava said 10 more protesters were arrested yesterday and are being detained at Harare Central Police Station.
As of yesterday at 9 p.m., no formal charge had been laid against them.
Meanwhile, some occupants of the Africa Unity Square complained that the bail money that their colleagues were ordered to pay by the court was too much. One of the occupants, Joanna Mamombe, told a news conference that the bail was outrageous.
So it is with a sad heart to be gathered here in Africa Unity Square?
At the same time, 13 opposition parties have resolved to join the protesters at the Africa Unity Square. General Secretary of the MDCT Youth Assembly, Love Mochinoputa, says his party wing met today and unanimously agreed to join the protest, which he described as a winter of discontent.
We have joined today in solidarity with the masses of Zimbabwe we have gathered in this unit square to demand the resignation of Robert Gabriel Mugabe, to demand that ZANU-PF should ensure that there is food on the table of many Zimbabweans.
This was echoed by Elvis Mugari, a member of Tendai Biti's People's Democratic Party Youth Wing.
So I'm sending this message, a clear message to the government of Zimbabwe, a clear message to Robert Mugabe and his government that you have failed. And this is high time you should go.
Some civil society organizations have also joined the protest. Obey Stole of the Zimbabwean Formal Sector Organization urged other Zimbabweans to come to the park in their numbers to show their disapproval of President Mugabe's government.
We are going to continue occupying this square all the days of our lives and all the nights of our lives.
Riot police have been maintaining a heavy presence around the park as youths calling themselves Tajamuka were also trickling into the park. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.
Meanwhile, some members of the Zimbabwe Activist Alliance, in conjunction with other civic groups, say they are bringing their sleep-in protests to Zimbabwe's second-largest city, Bulawayo. Correspondent Taurai Shava brings us more from Bulawayo.
A member of the Zimbabwe Activist Alliance, Gift Ostalo Siziba, told Studio 7 that some activists will start sleeping in the car park at the city hall starting tonight until the 16th of this month. Siziba said the activists, mainly composed of young Zimbabweans, have decided to bring to Bulawayo the protest, which started in Harare at the beginning of this month, as a way of trying to increase awareness among ordinary Zimbabweans about the need to show their discontent to government in a peaceful manner.
I've faced the national crisis at a personal level, and therefore that's why we are occupying as young people, regardless of political parties, to make our demands categorically clear without any equivocation or ambiguity.
Persuade Jenna, a Bulawayo youth who said he's going to take part in the demonstration, said he was not afraid about possible arrest or harassment by state security agents, adding that last night's arrest of activists in Harare was increasing his resolve to participate in the protest in solidarity with his comrades. Jenna said he was taking part out of his own volition and was not expecting any form of payment.
It's very voluntary. People are coming at their own will. No one is paid to do anything. I, for myself, I think I'm a clear witness on that. I'm going to be there tonight on my personal will. No one is paying me to do anything. No one is even giving me the chase because this is winter and it's very cold, but I'm going to be there.
Zimbabwe Activists Alliance, in collaboration with other organizations, started a peaceful protest by occupying Africa Unity Square in Harare from the first of this month to press President Robert Mugabe's government to address serious issues affecting the nation. Reporting for Studio 7 from Bulawayo, this is Taurai Shava.
Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. That biblical verse from the book of Matthew rings true even for Tandiwe Ngwenya, a Zimbabwean civilian peacemaker in war-torn South Sudan. Ngwenya works for the international group Nonviolent Peace Force and is one of the nearly 60 Zimbabwean youths due in the United States next week for the Mandela Washington Fellowship. She tells Studio 7 reporter Ntungamili Nkomo why the fellowship matters for her and why she chose to put her life in harm's way in Sudan.
I am honored and I feel incredibly excited and delighted because it came at the best time possible when I was at the intersection of my skills and also strength. I couldn't have dreamed of a better opportunity. I feel deeply honored.
You are a peacekeeper and you are in South Sudan. Tell us more about your job. What exactly do you do?
The main mandate of Nonviolent Peace Force is to broaden the concept of nonviolence. And we do this through what we call civilian protection. So it's about stopping violence through use of a wide range of strategies. And these strategies are armed, and it involves a lot of influencing, a lot of negotiation, a lot of relationship building with a different or a diverse range of actors. Done without use of reliance on weapons, and it's based on prioritizing also the building of relationships within the community.
And why is peacekeeping so important to you?
I'm mostly passionate about peacekeeping because personally I find it fulfilling. I find it unique, challenging as well, because we work in extremely hard conditions. It's challenging but worthwhile, and we do make an impact or change the lives of civilians who are affected by conflict.
And how do you hope to benefit from the Mandela Washington Fellowship?
Through the Mandela Washington Fellowship, I'm looking forward to meeting and working with like-minded fellows with a passion for learning and developing themselves professionally. And also, I want to expand my network and also strengthen my leadership skills. And I'm looking forward also to see what I can bring to the table. So basically, it's a platform to develop as I interact with fellows.
That was Mandela Washington Fellow Thandiwe Ngwenya, a civilian peacemaker working for the international organization Nonviolent Peace Force in Sudan. Coming up, we have a discussion on President Mugabe's long stay in office. Stay tuned. But first, a look at regional and international news. Thousands of people chanting Ali are lining the streets of the hometown of the most famous American Muslim ever today to say goodbye to boxing legend Muhammad Ali, who died last Friday at the age of 74. Ali's cherry red casket, draped in an Islamic shroud, was placed in a hearse that is taking the body past the sites that were important to him. Ali will be buried in a private service at the Cave Hill Cemetery, which is on the National Register of Historic Places. Former heavyweight boxing champions Mike Tyson and Lennox Lewis are among the pallbearers for a memorial service, which will be televised from a sports arena in Louisville. Ali family spokesman Bob Gunnell said Tyson was a late addition after finding out a prior commitment would not prevent him from attending.
One addition to the pallbearer list, late last night, we had offered and asked this person to be a pallbearer. He could not. He changed his plans, called Lonnie, and said, I'm taking a red eye and I'll be there. He arrives at 9 a.m., I think, or so this morning. So he'll join us a little bit late, but Mike Tyson is going to be added as a pallbearer.
That was Bob Gunnell, a spokesman for the Muhammad Ali family.
Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
On May 30th, a special court in Senegal delivered a guilty verdict against former Chadian president Hissène Habré. He was found to be responsible for numerous war crimes and crimes against humanity, including torture, rape, sexual slavery, and the murder of as many as 40,000 people, and sentenced to spend the rest of his life in prison. Hissène Habré became president of Chad in 1982 when his anti-government rebel group seized N'Djamena, the country's capital, overthrew the elected government and appointed Habré as head of state. For the next 8 years, Habré and his cohort, including the much-feared secret police, conducted large-scale human rights abuses, including detention, torture, and murder. The regime particularly hounded members of ethnic groups that Habré saw as political rivals, frequently arresting their leaders en masse, and from time to time engaged in ethnic cleansing tactics against them. 8 years after he came to power, Hissène Habré was deposed and fled to Senegal. It took 25 years of hard work on the part of human rights groups and his victims to bring him to trial in a process that could signal a turning point for international justice in Africa. The trial, conducted by the specially created Extraordinary African Chambers, marked the first time an African Union-backed court convicted a former ruler for human rights abuses, and the first time that the courts of one country have prosecuted the former ruler of another country for crimes against humanity. This ruling is a landmark in the global fight against impunity for atrocities, including war crimes and crimes against humanity, said Secretary of State John Kerry in a written statement. The United States strongly commends the Senegalese government, the Chadian government, and the African Union for creating the Extraordinary African Chambers that allowed for a fair and balanced trial, and we especially salute the nearly 100 victims of the accused who testified against him. In the words of Secretary of State Kerry, let this be a message to other perpetrators of mass atrocities, even those at the highest levels and including former heads of state, that such actions will not be tolerated and they will be brought to justice.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. Yesterday, we ran a heated discussion on calls by some ZANU-PF Youth League members for President Robert Mugabe to rule until he dies in office, with MDCT spokesperson Obed Gudu saying such utterances are frivolous and meant to prop up an aged Zimbabwean leader. Gudu further stressed that it's time for President Mugabe to leave office as he's struggling to properly run Zimbabwe at the age of 92. But ZANU-PF UK chairperson Nick Mangwana dismissed Gutu's remarks, saying the people of Zimbabwe can only determine the president's fate in the ballot box. In this second edition of a two-part interview pitting the two, this evening we are focusing on constitutional provisions governing the presidential seat, with specific emphasis on President Mugabe's rule and calls for him to either stay or leave office. Mangwana says Mr. Mugabe is currently exercising his constitutional right and his future will be shaped by the supreme law of the land.
Mr. Gute and I are two people here, just two people. There are over nearly 7 million registered voters in Zimbabwe. So we're simply saying, let's go back to the 7 million voters in 2018 when the time is up. According to the Constitution, we both, Mr. Gute and I, we both respect the Constitution. So let's just go back to the to what the Constitution prescribes, and we do that. That's all. That's all we're asking for.
So I think, Mr. Gudu, you can hear him. He's very clear about the Constitution. What does it say about the president staying in office?
Now, of course, we all know that our Constitution has no age limit regarding the president. I mean, you can be president, I mean, at whatever age, which is unfortunate. But anyway, that is what the Constitution says. Our argument is saying, look, Mr. Mugabe is soon going to be 93. He's going to be 93 in early 2017, in February 2017. Look, he's an old man. If you look at him today, you actually feel pity for him, to say, this is the man whom people are saying he should continue leading ZANU-PF. This is the man whom people are saying he should continue leading Zimbabwe. This is not fair. They are punishing the old man. So for some of us who are genuine patriots, some of us in the MDC, who genuinely love Zimbabwe, we are saying Mr. Mugabe should actually step down. Look at the economy now. Everything that can go wrong has gone wrong. Right now, people are spending endless hours in this bitterly cold weather, queuing for the little money in their banks, and they can't even access their $20, $50, because there's no money. The country has virtually run out of money. And you are saying, look, there's no way that Mr. Mugabe, in that form of health, he can extricate Zimbabwe from the present, from the prevailing socio-economic catastrophe. The best that we can do for the nation is to retire him, one, and also to retire his whole cabinet. They've all proved that they are not fit for purpose. They are corrupt. We want a new government, a government that cares about the people, a government that will make sure that Zimbabwe's economy is stabilized and that the country is taken to the next level, not to remain a hell or what it is now. No. We say no to that as the MD.
Mr. Mangwana, your last word and the way forward here.
My last word is very simple. The people of Zimbabwe are known for their high literacy. They are also known for their high numeracy. In 2013, they knew that Mr. Mugabe was 89 years old. They at least can add 5 to 89, which would have given them 94. So they knew that how old he would be by this time. But they still said, we want him as he is. So he has got that term. let's not subvert the constitution. He has got the term 2018. The decisions he are saying, if you are seeing that the man is withered and tired and whatever you say, that's the whole point of going back to the people to say, do you renew the mandate or not? If the people say no, we cannot renew this mandate, fine. But if the people say as he is, let's go, then let's go.
And then your last word as well, Mr. Kutu, but I would like you to focus mainly on the constitutional provisions. What happens when Mr. Mugabe serves his last term right now, and for how long can he still remain in power?
Because, as you know, he's in his first term. So, yes, he's entitled if he wants to. If his party nominates him to run for 2018, ZANU-PF, every day we read in the news, we hear on radio that they say Mr. Mugabe is going to be their candidate for 2018 if he's available. But we are saying, fine, he's available for his second and last term if he's still available physically. But then they should look at the man's health. They should look at the country's requirements. Is this what Zimbabwe needs? We don't want them to punish the old man. One, we don't want them to continue to have the economy go, to total ruin. What we want is to have a person who is young enough, who is energetic enough to be able to take control of this mighty nation. Mr. Mugabe has proved that he's way too old and that the burdens of running the matters of state are too much for him at that age. Look, the man has had his time. 36 years is not a joke. He was prime minister when he was 56. I am not even 56 myself. And look, he has been there for almost 40 years. We are saying, look, he has had his time. Thank you very much, Comrade Mugabe. Please go to Zimba, or better still, go to Gushungo Estate and watch your cows being milked. Enjoy your retirement.
I'll allow you to have the final word, Mr. Mangwana.
We are not looking for sympathies from the MDC. They should focus on their leader. They this extension of empathy to our president and this interference by Comrade Gute and the rest to say, ZANU-PF, why should you choose another one? That's already surrendering the 2018 election. Because if they knew they would win, they would not worry about our candidates. They would focus on theirs. But they are focusing on ours because they know whoever ZANU-PF puts there will win.
Look, ZANU-PF last won a free and fair election, if I remember well, I think in 1995. ZANU-PF ever since that time has been rigging elections. 2000 elections, rigged. 2002 elections, rigged. 2008 elections, rigged. 2013 elections, the mother of all rigging.
And that was MDCT spokesman Obed Gudu. You also heard from Nick Mangwana, ZANU-PF UK chairperson. Both spoke to Studio 7 Skips Dube. And finally, in sports news, it's a busy football weekend as Zimbabwe's Warriors shift focus to the COSAFA Castle Cup. Reporter Michael Kariati gives us the story.
Muraidzi weMawarriors Kaliso Pasua akasimuka nechikwata chake chakasimbisisa kusanganisa Elisha Mruiwa, Tatenda Mukuruwa, Hardlife Zirimu. Warriors Kaliso Pasua akasimuka nechikwata chake chakasimbisisa kusanganisa Elisha Mruiwa, Tatenda Mukuruwa, Hardlife Zirimu, Danny Piri avo vaive muchikwata.
Sorry about that mix-up. Remember, stay tuned for Studio 7 Live Talk at 8:30 p.m. today when our host Blessing Zulu and Gibbs Dube will be talking with listeners about President Mugabe's remarks that he will deal with some so-called wayward war veterans like dissidents of the 1980s during the Gukurahundi era. The war veterans want Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa to succeed him. You can send a WhatsApp message on 0012024650318 and we'll call you right back. And now to recap today's top stories. Opposition parties have described as repugnant remarks by President Mugabe that he will deal with some so-called wayward war veterans like dissidents of the 1980s. Activists occupying Africa Unity Square, accused of allegedly attempting to rob some Harare residents, have each been granted $1,000. That's it for tonight. Now, please do stand by for Studio 7 in Ndebele with Ntunga Milinkomo. This is Chris Gande wishing you a very restful weekend ahead.
Sibonge ijayelidala uChris Gande ngokusethulela ezesingisi. Mthwakazi omuhle litshana njani emakhaya ikudibana emsakazweni weStudio 7 ngolwesihlanu mhlaka 10 ngoNhlangula 2016. Silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza siseWashington DC. Wala mugela emoyeni ngenjabulo ngontungamile inkomo endabeni zethu lamhlanje
kambe ukuthi isibindi legunya lokuthi ashtawude akhuluma inkulumo enjalo ebantwini abaletha uzivusela izwi lamahovetirini usithatha ngakhathesi sithi khona awungaqalanga ngingakwanisi ukuthi angene lapha abantu simlindele simkhangele ukuthi angazama ukuthi aqalise into ayiqalayo yombhuqazi hhayi uzohlanganalathi abantu.
Izakhamizi zakobulawayo zithi ziyethuswa ngamazwi kamongameli Mugabe awethule izolo esethusela abalwa impi yenkululeko esithi uzabenza akwenza ngesikhathi segugurawundi.
Sihlanganela kanye njengama-activist under iZimbabwe Activist Alliance. Injongo yethu kuyikuthi sicele kuba nohulumende kaRobert Gabriel Mugabe. Isikhathi sakhe sesikwanile kasuke esikhundleni ngoba bayehlulekile.
Abenhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Activists Alliance sebeqale uhlelo lokutshengisela kobulawayo besola umbuso kamongameli Mugabe. Kuhlandla leWoza Friday lamhlanje silomculi uMazivelela Khabo osesungule umdumo omutsha awubiza ngokuthi yithwahla mthwakazi. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Izakhamizi zakobulawayo zithi ziyethuswa ngamazwi kamongameli Robert Mugabe awethule izolo esethusela abalwa impi yenkululeko abasekela umnumzana Emmerson Mnangagwa ukuthi athathe isikhundla sakhe esithi uzabenza akwenza ngesikhathi sombhuqazwe wegugurawundi. Kubika unompumelelo moyo.
Osakhulayo wakobulawayo umnumzana Mavela Sindiweni uthi umongameli Mugabe angalingi akwenze lokho.
Kambe ukuthi isibindi legunya lokuthi ashtawude akhuluma inkulumo enjalo ebantwini abaletha uzivusela izwi lamahovetirini usithatha ngakhathesi sithi khona awungaqalanga ngingakwanisi ukuthi angene lapha abantu simlindele simkhangele ukuthi angazama ukuthi aqalise into ayiqalayo yombhuqazi hhayi uzohlanganalathi abantu.
Umnumzana Mbuso Fuzwayo unobhala wenhlanganiso yebhethu likaZulu yena uthi kuyamdanisa kakhulu lokhu njalo uveza ukuba uMgabe akalandaba lokuthi isizwe sizamenzani.
Inkulumo ekhulunywa ngomgabe ilusizi ukuthi ikhulunywa ngumuntu omdala okukhangelela ukuthi ngesenzo asenzayo yena ekhokhela ukuthi kufe abantu abangu-20,000 namhlanje asehambe egwaba ngakho eziqhenya ngakho ukuthi yena abonke abamphikisayo uzakwenza mbona ngazathi kulusizi. Akula ma-dissident uMgabe esimaza avulalayo kodwa siyazi ukuthi wabulala abantu abangu-20,000 emathepheleleni yibo azinika ibheji ngabo ukuthi wabaqeda.
Umfundisi Angliston Sibanda laye uthi kuyadanisa lokhu njalo kusobala ukuba iqhude selisidla amatsiyane.
Inkulumo kamongameli weZANU-PF kusukusela ngo-1975 akazange akhekheleze amagama akhe, endele ubuso bakhe butshengisile ukuthi into ayikhulumayo uzimisele, userious. Simjwayele ke ekhuluma njalo kusukusela ngo-1980, samuzwa ekhuluma njalo ngo-1983 esithi sekulohlupho lwama-dissident, ngikumele ama-dissident uhlupho lolo luqedwe, wakwenza. So ngibona ukuthi lokho akhulume ngakho ukuthi kulama sekulama-dissident kubandla leZANU-PF uzimisele kukho.
Unkosikazi Mildred Mkandla, isakhamuzi sakoBulawayo, uthi amazwi kaMugabe amenza azizwe ebanjwa umhelo ngoba abawubona ngesikhathi sombhuqazwe akuthambanga.
Nxa mina ngisizwa ibala elithi dissident, kuyahela, kuyahela kakhulu, ngoba ungikhumbuza obabamkhulu, ungikhumbuza obaba, ungikhumbuza abantwana abangelabo yise. Suku zonke sibona intandane ezasukela khonaphana okwenziwa abantu ababulawa khona ngeGugurawund. So ibala leli elithi uzabenza lokhu akwenza iGugurawund kuyangesabisa okunye okumangalisayo, kuyahela kimi la. Angazakhuluma ngesilonda lesi lokhu singakapholi lakhathesi. Into yeGugurawund ibuhlungu kakhulu kithi. Mina ngingumama.
Abalwa impi yenkululeko bakuphakathi kwengxabano loMgabe kubangwa ukuba ngubani ozathatha isihlalo sakhe uma engafa ngoba useluphele. Iningi labantu sebeswele ukuba bengenzani ukuba ehle embusweni, kodwa ngenxa yokumesaba abalwa impi yenkululeko bathi abasafisi ukuba abuse ngoba besiya empini abalwelanga umuntu oyedwa kodwa isizwe sonke. Ngimele iStudio 7 yikoBulawayo, ngingunompumelelo Moyo.
Amazwi kamongameli Robert Mugabe awukuthi okwenziwa ngabalwa impi yenkululeko besithi bafuna umnumzana Emmerson Mnangagwa abe nguye othatha isikhundla sakhe sokuba ngumongameli welizwe kufana lokwenziwa ngama-dissidents esithi kungaba lomunye njalo umbhuqazwe weGugurawund. Lokhu sokudale inkulumo. UMgabe wethule lawa mazwi izolo eHarare ngemva komhlangano wedale lebandla leZANU-PF leCentral Committee. UMgabe uthe kasoze avumele okwenziwa ngama-dissidents ngoba kwaphela ngomnyaka ka-1987 ngemva kwesivumelwano phakathi kwakhe lomnumzana Joshua Nkomo owayekhokhela ibandla leZaphu. Amazwi la secunule kakhulu abantu abaningi ababalisa abezigaba zeMidlands leMathebeleland, lapho umbhuqazwe weGugurawund wabulala khona inkulungwane lenkulungwane zabantu kanye labalwa impi yenkululeko. Umkhokeli webandla leMDC umnumzana Walshman Ncube utshele uGibbs Dube weStudio 7 ukuthi le yimpi yomdeni.
Ah, okokuqala Gibbs ukuthi bona bama-veterans yibo abaqale ukukhuluma into embi engelangqondo ngokuthi babe besizama ukutshela abantu beZimbabwe ukuthi kulomuntu oyedwa okumele athathe kuMgabe okhethwa yibo hathi okhethwa ngabantu, ngoba into ngileqinisa into abayelelwayo kwakuyikuthi kube lenkululeko, kube lozibuse. Uzibuse utsho ukuthi enana ilungelo lokukhetha inkokheli zisebantwini beZimbabwe. Ngakho even ngaphansi kweZANU ngokwayo ngilethemba ukuthi nxa singalandela ezombuso wentando yabantu, kumele ukuthi lo ozakhokhela iZANU akhethwe yilabo abazithi bona bangamamemba eZANU. Hatshi hlekana labantu selizama ukutshela ukuthi kuzachitheka igazi ngenxa yokuthi nxa ubani engangenanga. Yibo abaqalisa ukukhuluma into engelangqondo.
Kudophela kanganani kuwe nxa ukuthi kukhulunywa ngodaba lolu kuleGugurawund?
Akulamuntu olothandwa, akulamuntu olozwelo ikakhulu abantu abalezihlobo ezanyamalalayo abalezihlobo bezangcwatshwa emangcwabeni bephongujikelwa. Akukho nje umuntu oyedwa ovela ecengeni le Midlands le Matabeleland ongalahlekelwanga isihlobo ngumntwana ngudade wabo ngunina ngesikhathi seGugurawn. So akumelanga ukuthi umuntu aphongulahle umlomo ngendaba yeGugurawn ngoba indaba ebuhlungu kakhulu engasozife njalo yaphula ngoba kwabulawa abantu bebulawela amacala abangelawo.
Umnumzana Walshman Ncube ngomkhokheli webandla le-MDC ubekhuluma ecingweni loGibbs Dube weStudio 7 ekobulawayo. UGibbs uphinde waxoxa njalo lomkhokheli webandla lezaphu umnumzana Dumiso Dabengwa yena othi amazwi kaMgabe athunuka amanxeba.
Hayi, ngiyabona ukhuluma ngengxabano zabo impi abalayo lama war veterans ezana. Mina ngiyiwo veteran yeZipra, asikungeni lokho. Kodwa into ebuhlungu ukuthi abe sesuka ekhuluma ngento zeGugurawn ezama-dissident. And ilizwe leZimbabwe abantu bonke bakhangela ukuthi babone ukuthi into yeGugurawn iphathwa njani, ilungiswa njani. Uma esezavoxanisa ngakhona lokho, yena wehluleka lokuxolisa lokho ngalokho okwenzakalayo. Ake lokhu ethunuka izilonda ezindala. Angikwazi ukuthi kusuka ukuthi.
Ubona ngazani nxa ekhuluma ngakhona oku njengoba engazange axolise. Kuwe kuthina kuthopheli ngaphakathi yini?
Yikho engikutshoyo phela. Yikho ngisithi mina uvusa amanxeba amadala. Thina sikhangela ukuthi kulungiswe uhlelo lolo lwabakhona lweGugurawn. Lungiswe ngendlela eqondileyo. Kodwa lapho esizakhuluma sokungathi uyaziqhenya ngakho ukuthi kwenziwani labantu bonke labo abahambayo over 20,000 people abese sithi nayina lakhona lokho abakwenzayo labaxabana labo kungavusa enye impi efana layo naleyana eGugurawn. Angikwazi ukuthi usho ukuthi.
Lo ngumnumzana Dumiso Dabengwa, umkhokheli webandla lezaphu, ubekhuluma leStudio 7 ecingweni ekobulawayo. Silokhu sikudaba lunye, uChris Gande weStudio 7 uxoxelo walwa impi yenkululeko ekuviyo leZipra umnumzana Maxim Kandla. Yena othi uMgabe kumele ananzelele akukhulumayo ngoba inkulumo yakhe kayitshengisi bukhokheli obuqotho.
Engakwenzi khona lokhuyana njalo engacabanga ukuthi kathesi kuzaphinda kwenzakale lokhu akwenzayo ngesikhathi lesane senza lokhu ayekwenza umbhuqazi wakhe eGugurawn. Angeke veleke sukume lokhu yena ebesevulela namanye amazwe angaphandle esizawacela ukuthi esincedise. Yena ngabe impi yakhe lo mthwanga ezimuthwanga elwe le mpi yakhe lo mnangagwa ezimunangagwa. Bebonani khona lapha akuna problem lokhuyana. But nxa isithi ama-war veterans engacabanga ukuthi khona ama-war veterans akhuluma ngayo yena abantu abakuzani kuphela. Ukhuluma ngathi so vele umlomo nalone ucine engawukhulumi futhi sitho njalo ke thina ukuthi khona umlomo lwane ngawulunganga ngamazwi angalunganga asuka enkokheleni ekhokhela isizwe. Isizwe kasikhokhelwa ngokwethuselwa njalo bakhona abangethuselwa kodwa nxa usiyathuselwa umbutho wakho awusacaci ukuthi kumi ngani. Umnumzana umngameli wethu umhlonitshwa wethu uPresident nguye ongupatroni wama-war veterans. Whereby nxa kuphuma inkulumo ezingalunganga ezizwileyo eziphuma kuma-war veterans ulelungelo lokubiza iinkokheli zangikhona kuphela ehlale nazo phansi ezibuze ukuthi kathi lapha liqondisa ngaphi lapha lithoni kunokukhuluma ngento yomvukela weGugurawn umbhuqazi.
Abakuzani bona ama-war vets anjengabomthwangwa labanye amazona la ubona ungani bayaphatha njani?
Ngithe ngikhuluma labanye babo ngibabuza sithi mina khangelani inkulumela ayikhulumayo isizabhuqisa lathi lo muntu wonke nje oyi-war veteran. Lithini ngalokho osokukhulunywe umngameli? Baphendula bathi bona hhayi amazwi lawo bewaqondisa kithi thina esikuzani. Nxa waqondisa kithi thina esikuzani uwaqondisela ukuthi khona sibonane laye umngameli. Bathi bona sebekhethile ichoyisi yabo ngoba ichoyisi yabo ngumuntu wayesebabe naye empini zeliberator laye ongumnangakho.
Umnumzana Maxim Kandla ngohalwa impi yenkululeko ekuviyo lezi pra obekhuluma ecingweni lo Chris Gande wo Studio 7 ekwabulawayo. Abenhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Activists Alliance sebeqale uhlelo lokutshengisela kobulawayo besola umbuso kamongameli Robert Mugabe. Abatshengiselayo laba bathi sebezalala lokuhlala egcikeni lebulawayo City Wall. Kubika intathelizindaba yethu unompumelelo Moyo.
Isikhulumi seZimbabwe Activists Alliance kobulawayo umnumzana Gift Siziba ubeke ukuba bayaqala lamhlanje ntambama ukuthona lokulala ebulawayo City Hall njengendlela yokutshengisela okwamalanga ayisithupha alandelayo bexhasa abanye babo abatshengisela beseHarare eAfrica Unity Square. Usiziba usole kakhulu uhulumende osembusweni kunye losibalukhulu webhanga elikhulu lelizwe ethi bayazehlulekela umsebenzi.
Sihlanganela kanye njengama activist under iZimbabwe Activist Alliance. Injongo yethu kuyikuthi sicele ukuba nokukhulumende ka Robert Gabriel Mugabe. Isikhathi sakhe sesikwanile, kasuke esikhundleni ngoba bayehlulekile. Okokuqala sikhangela indaba ye 15 billion esikhulumayo, ndingabathi ukuthi hayi imali le sokufanele iphendukiswe kuze ithuthukise ilizwe. Okwesibili sikhuluma ukuba nawo RBZ governor ke uJohn Mangushka aphume esihlalweni ngoba indaba yakhe yamabhondi nothi kasiyifuni njalo kasiyamukele.
Thi ababuyeli emuva ngoba uhulumende obusayo usebalibele ukuba bakhona njalo bakhangelele ukubuswa kahle.
At the end of the day, uhulumende uzahlonipha maize singakwenza in every town. Ngiyabona uhulumende ngaze esignowe but will not stop. So okuningi ama-resolutions azaphuma on the 16th day, umhlaka 16 June, it will be the 6th day from today.
Ukutshengisela kuqale amalanga alithumi adlule eHarare endaweni yokukwetisela phansi komkankaso we-Occupy Africa Unity Square. Abatshengiselayo bathi bakhathele ngombuso kaMgabe njalo ilizwe lilokhe liqhubeka lisiwa kodwa ababusi bagqize qhakala. Ngimele iStudio 7 yikobulawayo, nginguNompumelelo Moyo.
Kunjalo nje abahlanu ababotshwe betshengisela eAfrica Unity Square eHarare ngolwesithathu bamiswe emthethwandaba namhla besetheswa icala lokuntshontsha njalo bavunyelwa ukuhlawula imali yesibambiso engamadola alikhulu umuntu ngamunye ukuze bakhululwe. Kodwa abantu laba ababalisa umnumzana Patson Tsamara, uPride Mukono, uTatenda Mombeyarara, uMakumborero Aruzivishe, lo Oliver baqhubeka bevalelwe ngoba behluleke ukuthola imali. Omunye wabatshona eAfrica Unity Square betshengisela besola umbuso weZANU-PF umnumzana Charles Nyoni ukusolile kakhulu lokhu.
Lolu daba nje kusobala kusegcekeni lokho kokuthi uhulumende kaRobert Mugabe ubanyuthile ibhelu ngoba akwenzi ukuthi icala abalethiswayo kuthiwa baphiwe ibheli e-1000 namunye. Sibona izinto zakhona abakuthiwa bazitshontshile ziwethi $80. Ziwethi $80, into zakhona zikhona kuyizigqoko lokungamaseka kwakhona kukhona. Akula nto esibelekeleyo kodwa sekuthiwa kumele bebhadale i-1000 namunye. So lokhu nje kusitshengisa nje ukuthi uhulumende kaRobert Mugabe uzimisele sibili ukusimisa ukuya phambili loku-Occupy Africa Unity Square. Kodwa into angayaziyo ngeyokuthi thina asitoze sabuyela muva ngoba abanye bethu babotshiwe, siyabe sifike sihamba sisiya phambili.
Abanye laba ababotshwe izolo abangamiswanga emthethwandaba bona bazamiswa nini?
Abanye bakhona abangu-level laba bamiswa kusasa phambili kwazemthethwandaba ngoba amapholisa kade engakatholi icala elokuwabethisa. So owantambama lamuhla sebesitshelile ukuthi hhayi icala sesilalo, bethiswa icala elokuphambanisa amapholisa ukwenza umsebenzi wawo okubopha abantu.
Nxa icala belingakatholakali babotshwe njani po?
Abaphongi ukubotshwa nje ngoba kube kumele babotshwe njizeni sebedingelwa icala.
Ukhona ukubotshwa kwabanye benu lokhu kuzaliphazamisa na?
Hayi ngitsho cha, hatshi bo. Ukubotshwa kwabanye bethu akusiphazamisi ngoba thina sizimisele ukuya phambili. Namuhla sibuthene nje e-Africa Unity Square ngo-5 to 6 yethu sayenza njengehlala yenza yemalanga wonke. Namuhla ntambama sizimisele ukulala futhi asilandi lokuthi abanye babotshiwe ngoba le mpi esilwayo ayisoyabalaba abantu ababotshiwe, niyomntwana wonke oweZimbabwe. So abantwana beZimbabwe kuba bambile seleki besizwa ukuthi kuthiwa ama-comrades abotshiwe kwathiwa babhadele ibhili ye-1,000. So sebezimisele nje ukubuya phambili labo ukuthi bazosijoyina silale sibaningi.
Umnumzana Charles Nyone ngomunye wabatshengiselayo e-Africa Unity Square eHarare. Ku-Livetalk lamhla sikhangela amazwi kaMongameli Mugabe ngodaba lwegugurawundi. Thumelani i-text message kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingene kuhleli. Singene kwezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Nicaragua elehlelwe yingozi yokuzamazama komhlaba izolo kusihlwa kwaba lomonakalo omkhulu kuzakhiwo eziningi. Ziyaphela eza kwamanye amazwe. Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington. Ke sizwe amazwi aveza imbono kahulumende weMelika.
Kwele Bangladesh ukuhlukunyezwa kwabalembono ehlukileyo, ingcwethi zezigaba ezehlukeneyo zempilo, abalobi, lamalunga ababadla onkolo ezehlukeneyo kubikwa kuqhubekela phambili okwethusayo. Mhlakanhlango la 6 umfundisi wokholo lwesiHindu ubulewe ngentshunalanga yeBangladesh ezichovela ibhayisikili lakhe. Mhlakanhlango la 5 omunye owesiKristu ugwazwe ngengqamu wafa evela echaweni ngabesiMoslem abedlulisa amalawulo abe-ISIS. Amapholisa abika ukuba kulabanye abahlasele babulala owesilisa obeleminyaka engamashumi ayisithupha lanhlanu emzini weBonpara. Amapholisa abika ukuba uSunil Gomez ubulawelwe eGrosa duzane lenkonzweni yamaKristu kulumuzi osesiqintini seNature. Lesi sehlakalo senzakale ngemva kokubulawa kwenkosikazi yesinye isiphathamandla samapholisa sogatsha olulwisana labalwa becatsha edolobheni leChittagong. uMahmuda Kanani Mithu ubikwa edutshulwe ngamadoda amathathu ekhanda ehambisa indodana yakhe esikolo. uMithu ube ngumkakhe kaBabu Akhtar okhokhela inhlelo ezehlukeneyo zokulwisana labeqembu labesiMoslem abedlulisa amalawulo abeJamaatul Mujahideen kunyanga ezedluleyo. Ukulwisana labaleli qembu sokuchiye abantu abangamashumi amane befile phakathi kweminyaka emithathu edluleyo. Elemelika liyazisola zonke lezi izehlakalo zocuku lokubulawa amahlayana kwabantu abangela cala kwele Bangladesh. Lisithi akula muntu okumele abulawelwe ukuba ukholwa inkolo ethile. Ngakho ke elemelika lizaqhubeka lisekela abasebenza gadalala ukulondoloza amalungelo oluntu kwele Bangladesh lakwamanye amazwe womhlaba.
Lawo bekungamazwi kahulumende weMelika. Kwezemidlalo lamhlanje asizweni ukuthi uJoseph Njanji usiphathelene.
Indwendwe zabantu zifole ezitaladeni zaseLouisville edolobheni laseKentucky zivalelisa umuyi uMuhammad Ali, yena ongcwatshwe ngolwesihlanu emathuneni eKayville. Indawo yaseLouisville kulapho Ali akhulele khona, njalo isidumbu sakhe siqale sabhodiswa endaweni ezimbalwa zakuleyo ndawo kungakayiwa emathuneni. uMuhammad Ali waba yintshantshu yomdlalo wengqindi emhlabeni jikelele ngeminyaka yama-1960 langeminyaka yama-1970 njalo ubedume umhlaba wonke loba wathatha umhlalaphansi ngeminyaka yabo-1980. Udala ubuhle Dube ohlala elokitshini leGwabalanda uthi u-Ali ubethandeka hayi ngoba ebetshaya ezwayo emdlalweni wengqindi kuphela kodwa ngoba ebelwela amalungelo abantu abansundu.
Ibenyumazi njengomuntu oyihiro ngoba khanya wayelwela abantu abamnyama ebelwela ama-rights abantu abamnyama incede abanye abantu eshiye imali yakhe eshiye inotho yakhe.
Sikhangele umdlalo wenguqu. Kule midlalo emibili yesigaba seCastle Premiership obekumele idlalwe kulimpela viki yedluliselwe phambili. Lokhu kungoba amaqembu athele Chicken Inn kanye lele Highlanders elabadlali abahambela amaqembu amela ilizwe wona ayedlala kwamanye amazwe. Iqembu leHighlanders bekumele lidlalele leBotha Strikers enkundleni eBarber Fields ngensonto, kuthi ele Chicken Inn bekumele livakatshele ewange ngosuku olufanayo. Kusasa ngomgqibelo iqembu leFC Platinum lizadlala leZBC Caribe enkundleni yeMandava. Iqembu leCholocho lizadlala leHow Mine ngaseWhite City, kuthi eleChapungu lizemukela eleDynamos ngaseAscot. Ngesonto iqembu leMutare City Rovers lizadlala leBulawayo City enkundleni yeSakuva. Iqembu leCapes United lizanqikilana leTriangle yeNational Sports Stadium, kuthi eleNgeze Platinum Stars lizadibana leHarare City ngaseBaobab Stadium. Sikhangele umdlalo kakhilikithi. Iqembu elimela ilizwe emdlalweni kakhilikithi kusasa lizadibana lele India emdlalweni wokuqala wohlobo lwe-One Day International ozadlalelwa enkundleni yeHarare Sports Club. Umdlalo wesibili uzakuba khona ngomvulo ukuthi wesithathu uzadlalwa ngolwesithathu. Ngemva kwemidlalo ye-ODI kuzadlalwa imidlalo emibili yohlobo lwe-2020. Ngimele Studio 7 ngoBulawayo nginguJoseph Njanji.
Kuwaza Friday lamhla silomcole umazivelela khabo osesungule umdumo awubiza ngokuthi yithwahla mthwakazi kubika uBenedict Nhlapo.
Le yingoma enja iphuma kudlalade elitsha eliqukethe umdumo omutsha okuthiwa yithwahla mthwakazi le misebenzi kamazivelela khabo. Lesizwe ethotshulwe yingwe elupane ngo-1979, ithi selokhu ingene kwezomculo ngo-1995, kayizange kuthokozele ukuthi abaculi besindebeleni bacula badume ngemidumo yabanye abantu besehluleka ukuzicandela eyabo imidumo. Uthi lokhu yikho kumenze ukuthi ngo-2015 wahlala phansi wakha umdumo omutsha wezomculo waweta igama lokuthi ithwahla.
Ya emculweni lapha ngiyafisa ukuthi size samandebele sikhule kakhulu emculweni ngoba mangithe ngiyabheka ema eShonaland obheke eminye imhlobo le yase South Africa noma yakwamanye amazwe ba nemculo yabo uthothi amaZulu athi nasicula umasikandi abesoneni bawuzobethi sicula ithi Chinyagari thina esindebene nasinaludo so bemfisa ukuthi ithwahla leyikhule
kuleli dlalade lakhe elitsha elithi Benten ungenzani. Zikhona othi uzizwa ucabange ukuthi ngumasikhandi kube lezinye ezilomdumo wezomdabu kungakangeni ezokholo. Akupheleli lapho ke, ezinye zihuba sa-Afro Jazz kanti lapha lalapha ya uyezwa ingungwana zabo house labo phansula. Umazivelela uthi lokhu yikho okwenza umculo wakhe wehluke ube yithwahla mthwakazi. Uthi ke ingoma zethwahla lezi ziza kuye ngendlela ezehlukeneyo.
Ngesinye isikhathi ngeke ngithi ngilele nje mphuphe ngithole sengene ngoma. Eyinye ingoma ngeke ngithi nje sixoxe ngenye into, into yakhona ngingayinaki. Kodwa bese ngisizwa sokuyingoma ngizwe nje ngathi iyacula. Ngathi sengene ngoma nje iculayo ekhanda. Ngesinye isikhathi kuba izinto engizibonayo, ngesinye isikhathi kuba iphupho.
Umazivelela uthi ke zitholele lawe leli elethwahla uziqatshe ngalo ngoba esithi lenziwe ngowesintu elenzela abesintu ukuze labo babe lakho abaziqatshe ngakho esintwini sabo. Hayi cha tinjonga Mel Studio 7 Johannesburg le South Africa ngingu Benedictine Hlapho.
Azive ope makamu wangu kwa nele mtwagazi olivalelisayo ngontunga milinko mo libelobu sugobu.